The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
How to understand the Bible. Are there mistakes in the King James Version of the Bible? Although the original texts of the Bible were inspired by God and are without error, the same cannot be said for later copies of the texts or translations made from them. Translators are human, and many have allowed their own religious biases to influence their work. Usually such mistranslations are relatively minor, but in some cases they are major blunders and promote erroneous teachings and doctrines. One such blatant error made by translators of the King James Version is found in Acts chapter 12, verse 4, where the word Easter is used. In the original Greek, this word is Pascha and refers to Passover, not Easter. Passover is a biblical festival mentioned in Exodus chapter 12, verse 11, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 5, Matthew chapter 26, verses 2 and 17, and elsewhere in the Scriptures. In the New Testament, Pascha is used 18 times and is translated correctly in the King James Bible as Passover, except in Acts chapter 12, verse 4, where the error was made. The New King James Version and virtually all other translations correct this mistake. Another serious mistake in the King James and New King James Versions is in 1 John chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. The latter part of verse 7 and first part of verse 8 did not appear in the Greek texts for the first 1,000 years after the scriptures were completed. Around the year 500, this portion appeared in the Latin version known as the Vulgate. Apparently, the insertion was an attempt to bolster the then controversial belief in the Trinity. The words added are as follows: In heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one, and there are three that bear witness on earth. None of the Greek manuscripts of the New Testament up to the year 1300 contain these words. Neil Lightfoot writes, "The textual evidence is all against 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Of all the Greek manuscripts, there are only two which contain it. These two manuscripts are of very late dates, one from the 14th or 15th century, and the other from the 16th century. Both clearly show this verse to be translated from the Latin." Apparently, monks who copied the Greek New Testament text in the 14th or 15th century added this verse from the Vulgate. Even the Catholic Jerusalem Bible admits this verse is not authentic and has left it out. Notes in the Jerusalem Bible explain that this was a marginal note in one of the copies of the Vulgate that was added to the late Greek manuscripts already mentioned. The verse from 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, should read, as hundreds of the oldest Greek texts and most modern translations read, "In fact, there are three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three are in agreement." This refers to the witness of Jesus Christ being the Son of God. See 1 John chapter 5, verse 5.
Thanks for listening to Are There Mistakes in the King James Version of the Bible? In the booklet, How to Understand the Bible. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.